Good evening from the newsroom. Topping our CNN Global War coverage, the text of the preliminary agreement with Iran is out, and late today, the president signed a hard copy of it. Now, the agreement hits pause on hostilities for 60 days of further talks. It reopens the Strait of Hormuz, reaffirms Iran's commitment not to develop nuclear weapons, commits the U.S. to lifting sanctions on Iran, and outlines a $300 billion plan for Iran's reconstruction. Officials close to the talks, though, say the first priority was, in the words of one of them, to, quote, get this thing over with. And some of the details of this memorandum of understanding suggest a lot of concessions were made to achieve that goal. For starters, paragraph 8 of the agreement begins with a commitment that, quote, the Islamic Republic of Iran reaffirms that it shall not procure or develop nuclear weapons. The catch is this is what Iran already had agreed to in 2015 and before that in 1970. Another apparent U.S. concession is on Iran's stockpile of highly enriched uranium. The agreement states that the two sides commit to downblending or diluting it, quote, on site under the supervision of the IAEA. In other words, the nuclear material, or what the president keeps calling the nuclear dust, can stay in Iran. This is something the president has said on many occasions must be taken out of the country.